Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferrasi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. We are The Whole Scoop Radio, and we are health and wellness, where our guests are always highly credentialed in their fields. And sometimes we provide opposing perspectives, and sometimes we don't. And sometimes we just have fabulous shows on health and wellness, and tonight is no exception to that rule. I am your host, Carol Ferrasi, a registered licensed dietitian practicing for over 30 years. You can check me out at www.naturallynutritioninc.com. So, if you're just tuning in for the first time, then you'll know that you should know that I'm a healthcare practitioner. It's important for me to provide you highly qualified guests on a variety of topics in order to promote your own health and wellness. Tonight's show, well, you know, if you tuned in last week, you would have thought we were going to do something different, but I got a surprise for you. If you've been paying attention to the promos, tonight's show is almost the same as the last show. It's the power of you. So, we're kind of picking up. We had such a fabulous show 2 weeks ago with Susan Schatzer that we had to do it all over again because we just didn't have enough time to actually get everything in. So, I'm going to remind you that while our guests are always highly credentialed on the topics of discussion, it's recommended to seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. That's when we talk about medical issues. Okay, the call-in number is 347-855-8894, and you can also find us on Facebook on the Blog Talk Radio show blog page. Please friend us. We're looking forward to all kinds of discussions, especially for what we have coming up. We have some major announcements coming up tonight, so, you know, stay awake. 347-855-8894 is the number to call in. We will be taking questions a little bit later where I will call out the last four digits of your telephone number. And if you are calling in and asking a question, press the number 1 to become part of the queue for questions. So all that being said, okay, if you're just joining us, then maybe you've heard of Susan before, maybe you haven't, but if you've been a part of this program, you certainly know her, and anybody else out there that follows Susan is just waiting for her, so I'm going to, like, take a back seat here in a second. You don't have to listen to me too much. Susan Schatzer, she is a 6-time, you know, when she started the show, she was 3-time, but now she's 6, a 6-time number 1 best-selling author. She is an international facilitator for consciousness and known as a consciousness revolutionary. She has appeared on multiple television networks and such as the Lifestyle Channel, LA 36, Access Sacramento, Can TV Chicago, and the Create You Expert Series in New York City. She has a natural gift and talent for both TV and radio. And, you know, just in general, Susan has a natural gift for all things wonderful. She is a casting director for the Ask Bon Bon International TV show and has hosted the Ask a Question Change Your Life radio show. Susan has run a successful coaching business, became a Bars Body and certified international facilitator with Access Consciousness, and now is the CEO of From Creation to Cradle, running quarterly global seminars on conscious birthing and beyond. Some of the workshops that Susan does and has done things like, what if getting pregnant, being pregnant, and giving birth was joyful? Having money, wealth, and abundance in any economy. How to become a magnet for money now and in the future. Stand in command, a different reality. And what if money really wasn't your problem? You are. So, gives you a whole lot to think about. Trust me, she will give you more to think about in just 1 second here. 347-855-8894. Let's go ahead and ask Susan to join us. Susan, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Carol, so much. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here with you and all of your listeners. So excited for this evening. Thank you.
I'm excited. I am so excited about tonight because, you know, our last show with you, I'm still getting people texting me and calling me and telling me, hey, you know what? It's amazing what a couple of words in changing the words of your vocabulary will do for your own mindset and how it actually changes your life. I've had 3 people tell me that since our last show. Just make it a point. And then I have other people that have just asked when you're coming back, and they just love listening to you. And so thank you for being here. And that's why I wanted to do – I didn't even change the name of the show. It's The Power of You Too. And we talked about so many things, but you in particular, you know, have a way of kind of getting right to the root of issues. So I think we should just start again. I mean, just kind of pick up where we left off. Anybody that's listening for the first time, if you're confused, blog us, tell us that you are confused. We'll back up a little bit. We'll go from there. Call in and ask a question and say, hey, I don't know what you're talking about because I missed the first show, but, like, it sounds good, and I want more of it. So we're good with all that, too. Susan and I kind of roll with it when we do these things, right?
We absolutely do. And, you know, Carol, I am so grateful for you and for having the show available for so many people because, you know, like, this reality really doesn't work for a lot of people. You know, when you think about how many people are, like, really happy, really joyful, you know, would give, you know, their life, their job, their career, their relationships, their money flows a thumbs up, you know, like, yep, everything is smooth flowing. It's good. I love it. You know, we could probably count those people on one hand. And, you know, what if there's a different possibility with our lives that could create greater ease, joy, you know, and a ton more fun? So that's why I'm here, Carol, and I'm so grateful for you for having the show and giving people the opportunity to call in, ask questions about what's not working for them and giving people the opportunity to, like, take a look at, you know, what they've been thinking, saying, and doing that could change everything for them.
Oh, well, you know, I guess for me, the power of you, you know, when I named the show the last time, it was, I knew what I wanted to get through, and I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was saying when I named the show. But what was interesting for me, Susan, is that when we were finished with the show and I was getting all those comments and the feedback, what I realized was the name was absolutely correct because we absolutely accomplished it. People felt their power. People were for the first time, pretty much in a lot of cases, awakened to the fact that they did have power for themselves. And so maybe it is a good idea. Maybe we should just kind of go back just for, say, a couple of minutes to just kind of recap what that is, what that means, and then kind of, you know, kind of bring everybody back around to where we left off.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the last show, we were talking about how we create in our life and where it all kind of starts and begins is with what we think about. Because what we think about, we talk about. And what we end up talking about, we end up bringing about. And we haven't been taught very well. Because so many people, and I mean, it really has evolved into where we have the TV shows where your, you know, reality, you know, isn't that so interesting? And every reality show has trauma and drama in it. Like everyone takes it to, you know, the umpteenth degree. And what do? You know, people are programmed to tune into it and you tune in every week or you set your DVR and you go back to the trauma and drama and, you know, how many, you know, I don't want to name any names of shows, but there's a lot of them. And when we grew up, those were all on during the day called soap operas.
Oh, right.
Remember those? And that was trauma and drama we had then.
Right.
You know, and we watched other people's trauma and Dallas, you know, that was the big one, you know, Friday night, kind of a show, and it was all trauma and drama, mystery and intrigue. That's what it was. And you know, nowadays, now it's real people, you know, living in a reality, and a film crew, you know, shows up and films them every day. And that's just not the way people's real lives are.
That's true. It's not. It's not the way people's real lives are. But ironically, though, I think that there have been so many of those shows now that people are relating to that there's kind of a crossover. I think some people are actually living their life or their lives as if they were on a reality TV show, because they see these people on TV and they hold them to a different standard. And I think part of what the power of you is, and the power of you too, is about, is holding yourself to where you want it, where is right for you, and what works for you, and then all flows. And it's not about living to somebody else's power or living to somebody else's standard. And maybe we could just take a minute to kind of do a couple of examples like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, Carol. It was, you know, it's so interesting because we've been actually taught to, like, turn our power over and give our power to the, quote, specialist. You know, our healthcare, there's your primary and then there's the specialist. You know, who knows you better than you?
Right.
You mean how many of us have gone to the doctor and said, okay, this is something, and I know it's something, because I know that this is something, and I just need someone to know that this is something also, so we can take a look at this. And so many times they, you know, for women, they say, well, it's your, you know, cycle, it's menopause, it's stress, it's, you know, and they kind of like brush you off, but
right.
you know that there's something.
Right.
And the specialists with, you know, your money flows, you know, how many people, you know, have been taken advantage of with, you know, accountants or financial advisors or marketing crews and teams. And we're going to share some tools tonight that are really, really specific to people being able to change what is showing up in their reality.
So let's do an example, okay? Let's take somebody that maybe you have worked with, you know, and they've kind of been on that, I don't want to say that reality show kick, because that's not really what I'm meaning, but let's just say, you know, somebody that's kind of living their life. When I say reality show thing, what I'm talking about is people that put themselves in front of a camera and they appear as though they're living their absolute normal life, but it's kind of hard for me to think that they actually are with a camera and a camera crew in front of them all day long. So there has to be a certain way. We already know that psychologically we react differently when we're being watched. So if we're walking around as a, you know, in general, thinking that we're being watched, doesn't that change us some to not be who we are and not really take full ownership to our own power?
I would say yes.
Yeah, so I would think so too. So are there people that you've worked with that you might be able to like say relate to what I've just said, maybe in some way, shape, or form, and then brought them around and that aha, we did a show last year on the aha moment kind of thing. When they came around to that aha moment, and said, you know, hey, it's amazing. I mean, I know just from our last show, the first power of you, there were an awful lot of aha moments for people, and they were, they're still having them just by changing a few things around. So maybe you can, for people who may just be hearing this for the first time, maybe you can just kind of give an example.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I work with clients who have really tried to work with everything else, and everybody else. And then they get with me and they're like, okay, so this is it. This is the time. This is the change. I'm investing. Let's do this. And what happens is it is so miraculous that what they perceive as being a problem, Carol, actually is a possibility for them. But they've been programmed to function in problems. You know, like, what's wrong? What can't you figure out? What's not working for you? So I was working with a client specifically, and when she would and I would get together in sessions, she would talk a lot about how this happened, how that happened, different things in her life. And it was almost that she was sort of one-upping herself with trauma and drama each time we would get together. And I just, when we were working together, I asked her, you know, what do you love about this? Chaos.
So give us an example. Give us an example of what one-upping she was kind of doing.
So she would start with, you know, physical body stuff. She, you know, tripped and got hurt. She threw her back out. She fractured a wrist. She was in a car accident. Like, every time we got together, there was, like, more trauma and drama that she had created in her body. And what we discovered together was that that was the way she could get attention from her spouse and her family, was by creating an injury, and that's really the only time that her family and her spouse would step up to the plate, take care of her, pay attention to her, pamper her, do things for her. Otherwise, she didn't get the attention. So for her, that's what was valuable, and that was significant for her, and that's what she had decided unconsciously. She wasn't even consciously aware of it, but that's what she had created. So when we talked about getting rid of the significance of it, and, you know, would you truly like to create something different in your life, she said yes, and we went ahead and shifted and changed that for her. There was another woman, Carol, who came to me. She had created an accident and hurt her back. And she was unable to go back to work and was on a disability situation with herself. And she came and she said, you know, this really hurts and I don't like this. I don't like living this way. And so I asked her, so Truth, what did you want to get out of before you had the car accident? Like, what have you decided? What were you telling yourself? What were you thinking about? And she recalled that she was at work, and she was telling people, you know, I really don't want to come to work. I really don't want to work here anymore. It's too much stress. So when I asked her about, well, guess what you created? So she had been thinking, I don't want to work here anymore. I don't like this. It's too stressful. She started talking about it to her coworkers, to her family, to her friends, and guess what showed up? Because God is there to answer your prayers. He's going to, you know, figure out a way. The universe is there, and that's what she created, except she hadn't realized that it actually got created in a way that she hadn't hoped to create that, which was with the car accident and her back.
I think that brings up a really good point, because even those of us who attempt to be conscious about what we're saying and how we're doing it, we're not all the time. And I'm a prime example of that. I think that, you know, I'm on track, and I'll talk to you, and you'll go, yeah, okay, well, if that's what you want, and you don't use the word want, and neither do I much anymore, thank you. But if that's what you'd like to see, then are you sure that's where you're going? And it's such a shift in mindset on how you frame words that it's phenomenal, because most of us out there are, we think we're saying one thing, and we're actually asking for something completely opposite. And maybe that is an example that you can kind of give us at this point.
Yeah. So our dictionaries were changed on us in 1946, and the definitions were altered. So the word you mentioned is want, and the word want was switched before 1946. If you look at a dictionary, you will find that all of the paragraph of that definition for the word want is all about lack, not enough. And then, like the very last example, you know, in the paragraph for the definition of want, it happens to talk about desire. And when it was switched, that was placed at the top of the definition. And so we started using the word want an awful lot, and it was influenced and implemented into our society, and we just got used to using the word. You know, it's something that it just comes up, you know, very frequently with our children, with our kids. You know, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want, you know, for your birthday? What do you want to be when you grow up? You know, what do you want to have, you know, for a vacation or for your next car, or, you know, what do you want, you know, to have, you know, where you want to live or where you want to go to school. And anytime we use the word want, the universe actually hears us say lack. So you're saying, I lack a birthday present, I lack a career, I lack money, I lack, when we say I want more money, we say, I lack money. And the universe is like, okay, so that's what you're looking for. Great, here you go. Here's more of lack of money. Here's more lack of a career that you're looking for, or a school, or whatever it happens to be that you really want. It actually means lack.
So, and I get that that is a prime example. But let's do a sentence. Let's just structure a sentence. Somebody who's looking for prosperity, what would they say to themselves? What do people normally say to themselves that doesn't work, that has to be restructured?
Yeah, when people say, like, I don't have enough money, if the points of view that people hold, say around money, because you mentioned prosperity, if they have the point of view that you have to work in order to make money, then that's their point of view. So the only way they're going to be able to make money is by working. If you have the point of view that you're going to marry the money and the love will come, then that's what kind of shows up for people. If you have the point of view that, you know, money isn't the root of all evil. All of these points of view you probably have taken on, you know, on, around, or even before the age of two. And a lot of people are reliving them, because who validates them for you? Your family. Who validates them for your family? You know, your ancestors and society and schools and coaches and musicians and directors and friends, neighborhoods. You know, we've all been, these have all been implemented into our lives as being the way we're supposed to speak and the way we're supposed to communicate, but it actually is limiting us from receiving. So my switch, the switch is to, I don't call them a goal poster, but I like a target poster. I like to have people with visuals. I like for them to visually see themselves with, you know, lots of money, the body that they're looking for, the relationship that they'd like to have, the vehicle they'd like to drive. And I say like because that's what you'd like to have. You don't want it, because when you say want, it's lack, but it's also that you can't have it because it's the future. If you want something, you don't have it right now. It's something for the future. So every time you say I want, it also projects that you can't have it now because you want it and it's going to come to you from the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think that I just think that it's just phenomenal to me that what have we done to ourselves as a whole that we keep ourselves in these cycles. So when I think about this kind of stuff and I think about us doing this show and the work that you do, I look at this and if I look even just at the workshops that you've done and how they're the names of them are worded, you know, what if we are the change the earth requires? You know, who thinks like that? Most people don't. Stand and command a different reality. That's the power of you right there, stand and command a different reality. So if that's the case, then most people don't talk like that. Most people don't think like that. So how do we get them, how do you get them to deal with that on a daily basis? Like what kinds of steps do they take? And I know the last time we did some cards, and we'll get to that in just a second if anybody's looking to kind of do some cards or something. So I guess I'm taking this path tonight, Susan, because people just continue to be blown away by this concept. And so breaking it down a little bit further for them, maybe it kind of enhances where they were, where they are, where they go. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And no one did teach us, Carol. In fact, you know, they didn't want you to learn this. You know what I mean? That's one of the reasons why the dictionary was changed, is to keep us in lack. You know, if we're always needing something, and need is another one of those words, not that the definition was changed with need, but it's just like, you know, what do you really need? If you're an infinite being, you know, do you actually really need anything? You know, but so much is projected and invoked and perpetrated on us about needing more, needing this, needing that. I mean, how often do iPhones get upgraded? Like, seriously.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, incredible how fast everything is moving, you know, for us, and how much change takes place in nature.
Not much.
Not at the speed and rate in which we are consuming technology.
right.
And where do you go where you're never judged? Like, does nature ever judge you?
Nature never judges you.
Never, right? I mean, you'll never see a bird that wakes up in the morning and goes, you know what? I'm just having a bad feather day today, okay? I am not leaving the nest.
And you're never going to find a bird that says, hey, are you really going to wear your hair that way? You know, it just, we're the only beings that do this to ourselves. And so how do we take ourselves out of this and still live amongst everyone? And I'm not saying, oh, it'll make us so much different. I'm saying, we live amongst everyone. We start to be awakened. We start to be conscious about what's happening or what people are doing. How do we not scream from the mountaintops? No, do it this way. Try it that way. What do we do?
That's a really good question. By having this show, by people calling in, people getting with me, by having some workshops, and I know you and I just felt so, moved to really create something even beyond the radio show that, you know, maybe now's a great time to kind of talk about it, but we really wanted to become accessible to people and chat about different things and targeting that may be coming up for them in the future, especially around the holidays, because we're rolling into Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, between now and the end of the year, that you and I felt compelled to get some of these tools in people's hands to, you know, allow people another opportunity and space to bring up their questions and what they perceive as a problem and how actually they might be able to change that, you know, instantaneously, literally. Would love for you to share.
Let me just remind people what they're listening to, and we'll go from there, okay? Let's do a real short break,
right,
and we'll come back and do it. So let's do the little jingle here, because I'm so thrilled that it's back. So hold on.
You're listening to the Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferrazzi.
It's so much nicer when that thing works. This is the Whole Scoop Radio. I am Carol Ferrazzi, and we are talking with Susan Schatzer tonight, and we are doing The Power of You Too. And we're talking about just how we all shape ourselves to actually build our own power. And that being said, we have a fabulous announcement to make. Susan, do you want to kind of tell people about it? Or you want, go ahead.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I'd be happy to. So Carol and I were taking a look at different areas that may create, stress in your life and give you an opportunity to kind of, step in with us and share a little bit about what kind of takes place with you around the holidays. And, is the holiday stressful for you? Do you have trauma and drama from past holidays? Have you locked that into your body anywhere? Do you get more anxious as the holidays draw closer? Do you have anxiety in relation to conversations and being judged by your family and fights that may have taken place in the past and those that you perceive are going to happen in the future holidays? And we've identified three top tips that will help you shift and change where you are with it to generate and create way more ease and joy for you entering into the holidays. So we've created a workshop. We're going to be live. It's going to be a video feed. We are so excited about it. It's going to be Monday, November 14th at 7 p.m. in the States. We have a line, Carol, that can hold 1,000 viewers. And we can all get together on the video. Yeah, very excited about it.
And we have people already in other countries that have signed up, right?
Yes, we have. Yep.
And so we have people from other countries that have signed up. You're going to put it out as a Facebook invitation, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So
we'll post it on the Whole Scoop group also on the forum.
Right. And then you can sign up through that and get a space with us on November 14th at 7 p.m. and get a couple of tips on how to deal with the holidays and family. And Susan, let's just come clean here. We talked about all kinds of different things of what we wanted to talk about, how we wanted to do this, what we wanted to, and we were so excited. We wanted to start it, and we just wanted to jump right in and start this stuff and whatever. And I said, well, we're headed into the holidays. And then it was just an entire light bulb of, hey, people need to know how to deal with the holidays. I think maybe what we can do right now to kind of give them just a little bit of a clue as to how this kind of goes is it doesn't always have to be a holiday. If you're in a particular situation where you're trying to learn how to deal with it, then it's about restructuring how you're thinking. So maybe you want to kind of give them just a little example of maybe the day-to-day stress, like that person that hated her job and ended up in a car accident. Instead of ending up in a car accident, maybe on a day-to-day basis, how could she have changed things a little bit?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're going to talk about evaluating like what you're thinking. So all of the things you're thinking, you can just take a look at what's actually going to create what you're looking for. Because if you hate your job and it's too stressful and you don't want to do it anymore, those are actually projections of things that you would like to change. And what happens is when you're able to say, okay, cool, so this isn't working for me anymore, this job, what else is possible? And just as I ask questions when I promote events, because questions always empower you and anything else disempowers you. So there she was in conclusion that it was stressful and she hated it. Well, if you have decided that your job is stressful, guess what always shows up?
Stress.
Stressful work, yeah. You can't receive anything else because it's stressful.
When you say you can't receive anything else, let's just define that for people. That means that you've closed off an avenue for experiencing anything else. Is that right?
Yes. Versus when you ask a question, what else is possible that would be way more fun?
Okay. So
see, fun and
when,
stress.
So if I say I hate my job and it's just so much stress, chances are I'm going to stay in that stress and I'm going to continuously hate my job. But
yes,
if I say,
that's what you continue to create. Yes.
Okay. So, but if I say, what? How do I make this fun? What do I say?
What else is possible that will generate more fun? What else is possible that would bring me more joy? What else is possible with work that, you know, could generate more money? More
and you're
income?
Not necessarily keeping yourself in that particular job. You're just saying, what else is possible, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then let's just fast forward and let's say, I did all that. And then what kinds of shifts start to happen maybe that I don't even realize because I'm not putting the picture together yet? Give me an example.
So sometimes people will show up, and it's, you know, if there's stress with you in the workplace because there's trauma with coworkers, you know, other people may show up in your life that counteract that stress. That has happened with clients. You know, an example was I had a client who was driving home in the rain, not driving home, was coming to a session with me, was driving over, you know, lots of traffic, lots of accidents. It was downpouring rain, and he gets a flat tire, and he's, like, off on the side of the road, and he's calling to let me know that he can't make it, and he's, you know, sorry, and he's going to have to get a tow truck and all this kind of stuff. So I happened to be able to pick up when we were talking on the phone, and I said, hey, this is all conclusionary. You know, do you feel expansive with this? He said, no. I said, okay, what if you changed what you're thinking and what you're talking about? You know, could you possibly create something even more amazing? And we talked about different questions he could ask. He started asking those questions. He said, "Up, there's someone pulling up behind me now. I got to go." We hung up. This woman had pulled over, said, "I just saw you here," got out, helped him. She had AAA. They got the tire fixed for him. They both drove home, exchanged numbers, and they've now been married for a year.
Okay. That pretty much is a great... you know what? I really couldn't have asked for a better example. That I almost said, well, how does it get better than that example? But, that's a pretty phenomenal example. Okay, let me remind everybody, if you want to ask a question, press the number 1 and get in the queue for questions. Susan, do you want to maybe... let's see. Do you want to kind of go over the?
I want for nothing, Kara.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Would you like to?
I would love to.
Perhaps pull a card or something, and just kind of maybe what
Absolutely.
Maybe tonight, if because it looks like we have some shy people that are listening. If you are pressing the number 1, it's not registering, so please keep pressing it. Sometimes it doesn't register the first time. But if you're kind of contemplating on whether you want to ask a question and you still want to just listen and hang out, maybe, Susan, if you'd like, we can pull a card and you can talk about that particular card and maybe give us an example of somebody that needed that particular card or something, or
sure.
You and I can. Okay.
Yeah. So in working with clients, I realized that we do a lot of conclusions. You know, even when we ask a question, Carol, a lot of times, you know, we think it's a question, but it's really a statement with a question mark at the end. And we're not really sure what a question even is. So anytime you ask a question, you always empower yourself versus anything else disempowers you. So I created a deck of cards called Ask a Question, Change Your Life. And there's four categories. One is with business. One is with your body. One is with money. And one is with sex. So what we've been doing is on the call, if people would like to ask a question about what they'd like to change in their life, like is there something with your business or your career or your job that you'd like, you know, clarity on, you know, press number one, you know, call in, let's talk about it. If there's something with your body or with money or, you know, happens to be with sex, you know, press number one, we'll get you on. You can tell us about what's not working for you in your life, and you get to pick a question from 1 to 12. There's 12 questions in each of the categories. So you get to pick a category and a number, and what's the significance of that is that we are all energy. The cards are energy, the computer's energy, the phone's energy that we're talking about, our bodies are energy. We're all energy. Everything is energy. In fact, scientists have shown that the amount of energy that's here right now is the same amount of energy that was here when the universe was first created, Carol. That they cannot create energy or destroy energy. All energy can do is transform.
Wow.
So with that in mind, we've actually been here, the energy of us, our being, our soul, has been here for, you know, what, like 4 trillion years or something like that, the universe, the you know, age of the universe. So what happens a lot of times is, like, we bring things in and out with us. And right now, you know, I'm energy with a body. And then when I'm not energy with a body, when I pass on, I'll be energy without a body. And so that's where ghosts and entities come in. But it's all just energy. So right now I'm energy with a body, and then when I die and pass on, I'll be energy without a body. So when I become energy without a body, if you were mean here, you're going to be mean there. If you are unconscious here, you're going to be unconscious there too. And what happens is you take the hard drive from this lifetime, and when you step back in and you choose to have a body again, you like reinstall that old hard drive in that body.
Wow.
So you're
okay,
still functioning.
So what that means then is that you need to learn to shift now. So,
yeah, to transform. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you change the way you think of things. So literally, if everything is energy, then literally whatever you say, like you started out this conversation tonight with what we think about, we talk about, what we talk about, we bring about. And if that's the case, then whatever we say, that's what we bring about. So if we say that we don't have enough money. Yeah, if we say we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money, okay? But we're not opening up to the possibility of having more money. And you can say I want more money, but the word want means you don't want more money. So this is what I'm just recapping what we've talked about for a second here. Then you say, what would life look like with more money? And if you say, what would life look like with more money, then you open up the possibilities to more money. So if you say, I really hate my job, you're going to stay hate in your job. But if you say, what would my job look like what would the possibility of having fun at work be? Or something like that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then you would have, you would open yourself up to possibilities of that. So if you say that that something is going to happen, it will happen. If you're saying that something will not happen, it won't happen. But if you say you want it to happen, it won't happen because it's negative. Want is negative. Want means you really don't want it to happen. So you have to restructure your wording, and what that does then is change the mindset. It's kind of like shifting gears and reprogramming and rewiring and changing the energy current that you're putting out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, ask a question. Ask questions. Questions encourage you to think of a different possibility. Anything else prevents you from thinking or receiving. I say receive because that's really what happens. You're receiving, you know, for you, for your body. You know, in addition, because, like, our bodies are way more conscious than we are, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have points of view and our body doesn't. It's like nature. You know, we have way more limitations because we have points of view about things and nature doesn't. You know, as an example, you know, when the tsunami hit, you know, what do the humans do? They go running down to the water with their cameras, screaming about the beach and this big wave and yada, yada. And what happens?
Yeah.
They get killed. They're drowned. They're gone.
I mean,
lots of humans get wiped out.
I was thinking of your word. Go ahead.
But the elephants that are there, right? They've been chained there. They've been shackled for like 30 years, something like that. They pull up their chains, and all the animals are running for the high ground, and they survive. What are animals willing to be that we are not willing to be, that if we were willing to be it, would be able to change everything for us?
You know,
how much are we entrained with what we see is true? See it to believe it. If I don't see it, I don't believe it.
Right. Well, and most of us live by that. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. If I can't feel or touch it, I can't. It's not real. So this is completely not that. This is. You need to believe, and you need to believe in you in order to shift things. So, you know, it's tough. It's not easy stuff, but it's easy and it's tough. It's easy if you just start asking questions. It's tough because we're not programmed to respond that way. And
yeah,
so,
when in school we're taught, Carol, to, like, get the answer. What's the answer to this? What's the answer to that?
Right.
Who's got the answer? Who's
right.
got the right? You even have to get the right answer. You can't get a wrong answer, you know, or you're bad, you know, or,
right.
you know, you can't get an A if you get them wrong. I mean, we're not actually taught to ask a question.
So we don't even know how to ask a question, right?
Yeah, a lot of us, I did not in the beginning. You know, I had no idea what asking a question was. I had no idea the power I had with asking a question. And literally, that's our topic, you know, the power of you. Like, we literally have the power to change anything in our lives. We just haven't been given the tools to do that. And that's where our workshop comes in, because we want to get the tools in people's hands.
Right. Right. So, Susan, let's get them to the workshop, and let's get them to the workshop, and let's give them. We've got a couple of minutes left. We got about 10 minutes left, and it looks like people are going to be shy tonight. And if you are pressing one and you want to ask a question, and it's not showing up on the board, and you have my cell phone number, please go ahead and text me and let me know that's happening, and then. And text in your question or blog in your question on Facebook, because I'm checking that as well, because we may be having an issue. We have had issues before. It's been a while since we've had them, but we may be having issues tonight. So, but since it looks like either we're having an issue or people are just kind of hanging back and just listening tonight, let's kind of wrap up the 10 minutes with. Let's give them something to really think about. Let's take a person, any person that you may have worked with or not, and just an overall example. Let's take them from being completely not enlightened about any of this and give me, you know, give me an example like you were before, and then give some questions as to how they can shift, and then what happens after they shift, and then let's go with everybody thinking about how this relates to you and what you can do in your own lives to shift some things around, and we will see you at the workshop then, because I'm sure you're going to want more. So, Susan, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have, you know, quite a few clients who like to work with me on a continuous basis. So, you know, we have started out with, you know, once a week to, you know, twice a month to once a month. And as we start to work with things, it really is, you know, eye-opening to them to realize that they really are in charge. You know, they really are the ones creating what is showing up. And there's a lot of tools that I'm able to support people with on a one-on-one basis, like a private session, that specifically targets things for them. So we go in and we eliminate points of view that they have with things. For instance, I spoke with my girlfriend today, and she's on the phone, and she says, you know, every time I teach a workshop, a class, she says, I always get sick after it. The next day I get sick when I do work with people. So we took a look at it, and she's one of my clients, and while we were looking at it, she said, you know, there's something here, like what I asked her, what's your point of view that is holding this in place for you? And she says, I don't know, you know, I really love doing what I'm doing, but I just get so sick after it. So we took a look at what her point of view is, like, you know, do you think that this is the way to actually heal people is to take on their stuff, then they don't have it anymore? And she goes, yes. She says, because, you know, if I'm the facilitator, you know what I mean? Like, I have more tools to use to get rid of it than they do. So I'm like, okay, so that's a really good point of view to have to take this on for them. Yes. So then we cleared points of view that she had from past lives, that she had been someone who had to take on those, you know, whatever it was, the energy from people, in order to prove that she was actually a healer. Otherwise, she would have been killed. So there's lifetimes where she's been, you know, stoned and burned and stabbed and tortured and all that kind of stuff. But what showed up for her was she started yawning. And for her, when she yawns, that's when she's eliminating, letting go of unconsciousness. So there was tons of unconsciousness that was coming up with tons of points of view that we were being able to identify that she was, that she had in the background that she wasn't aware of. That was, it's kind of like when you get on your computer, Carol, and you open up like a ton of windows and then you try to download something or you try to work on a website. Like, you actually aren't working at full capacity because you have all those other screens open. So those are your points of view. They're all running in the background. So when we work together, we eliminate your points of view, you know, as they come up, specific to what's showing up in your life. Because as we eliminate things, more will come up. As we eliminate things, kind of like when you take the you know, scum off the top of something in a pot, and then more, you know, boils up to it, and then you scrape the scum off. That's what we're doing. We're getting rid of the scum that's not working for you in your life, and we're letting more come up. And so it really shifted and changed a lot of things for her, to the point where, like, she had a headache. She didn't have a headache. She felt exhausted. She felt like she was foggy and she was not clear. She felt very weak, and she was driving at the time. So by the time we were done, which was just about a 20-minute conversation, she didn't have a headache anymore. She was wide awake. She felt like she could, you know, teach another workshop right away. And, you know, tons of it shifted for her with her body. And that's what I do when I work with people.
So when we're talking about the holidays, Susan, I mean, because that's fabulous stuff. And so when we're talking about the holidays and helping people get through the holidays, we're also talking about one of the things that I think the point that we need to make, even though we're almost out of time, is that you brought up a good point. We're taking on other people's stuff, taking on other people's energy. Well, when we're in the moment of anything, we have to be able to recognize our own power, our own energy, and not take on somebody else's in the middle of that and think that it's ours. Because then it becomes blurred and confusing, and then our message for what we actually would like to see happen doesn't happen. So I think it's important that people realize that a lot of the stuff that they have been dealing with, myself included, on a daily basis is really stuff that's been created by other people that they've projected onto us. And we've taken on and we've said okay to, consciously or subconsciously. And I think it's real important to realize that that we can break through that and we can become our own people, right?
Absolutely. We're going to get rid of the polarity that people have in their lives, the right and wrong, the good and bad. That's one of the targets. Because that's
okay.
Where the stress comes in, is when that person's bad, that person's awful, that person's terrible. You know, that family member creates so much problem. It's that family member's fault. That family member always, we're going to talk about always and never. Those are forever words. And we're going to talk about that. That's going to really lift a lot of things for a lot of people being on the call. And we're going to talk about how it specifically relates to you and to your life and to how it's been in the past and to how you can create a different possibility starting right now, today, from the moment we have that workshop.
I think it's fabulous. We do have a question. Do you want to take one real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
We have just a few more minutes left, so we'll kind of wrap it up with a question. How's that?
Perfect. Great.
Okay. All right. Okay, we've got caller 9951.
Hi, Carol and Susan.
Hey,
hi.
How are you?
Okay. My name's Michelle. I had called in at your last show. I talked to you about the social anxiety that I had.
Yes, Michelle, yes.
And I can't believe how much, you know, when I talk to you about, you know, like how you say about asking questions and, you know, how the questions, like, open up different avenues and things, how much it's, you know, really helped me.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
You want to give us an example?
Pardon me?
Can you give us an example?
I guess, like, sometimes, you know, at work I get stressed and, you know, it's hard to get up and things in the morning and, you know, I just start asking myself questions like, you know, why don't I want to get up and, you know, things won't be bad and, you know, I can turn things around to be good and not be stressful and, you know, still get things done. And it just, I don't know, things just start to fall together and everything's okay.
Yeah, it really does, yeah, dissipate, you know, the heaviness
mm-hmm.
of what you have. Yeah, and if I remember correctly, Michelle, you have like a superpower.
Yeah, I'm still working on that part.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a knowing. And so when you – and we all have this. Just some people aren't willing to acknowledge it,
mm-hmm.
and some people are. You know, you're not only acknowledging it, but, you know, you're working with it. Like by asking the questions. And I'm so grateful for you, you know, being able to, you know, be brave and ask a question, you know, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's like business as usual. You know, this is the way it is. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is how
mm-hmm.
it is. This is what I heard it's like. And so we buy into everybody else's reality of certain things.
Right.
And so I applaud you, Michelle, for asking questions, because literally that has given you the possibility to change things. I applaud
you.
Woohoo!
I mean, for me to like step out of the box like that, that's like a huge, huge step.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
That is huge.
And let me ask you, you weren't doing any of that prior to 2 weeks ago when we had our last show, right?
No, not at all. I was just, you know, everything was just negative and, you know.
So in the last 2 weeks then, you are feeling a whole lot lighter and a whole lot different. Is that right?
Oh, yes, because when you start asking those questions and you know that there's, you know, that you can make the outcome different, it just totally changes everything and you, like, lose that weight of the negativity and it just goes away and you're just, you know, you're thinking of, like I said, better outcomes and better ways to do things and manage your time and get things done and not obsess on things that you shouldn't even worry about.
And your whole body feels different, right?
Oh, definitely. I feel like I lost like 1,000 pounds.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I hate when that happens, Michelle, huh?
You can see when, like, this workshop that's up and coming on the holidays, you can see where that will absolutely help people, right?
Oh, definitely. Because holidays can be pretty stressful with family.
Yeah, it can. So... Wow, that's fabulous, Michelle. Congratulations. Really.
Thank you.
Susan, great. Thank you so much. All the more reason. I think, Michelle, you just gave us, like, all the reason in the world to just keep doing these workshops. I'm going to take it a step further, if that's okay with you, Susan, and kind of tell them what we're thinking about maybe for next year. And
yeah, and the title, Three Tips to Thriving Through the Holiday.
Right, Three Tips to Thriving Through the Holiday on November 14th.
Life-changing, yes.
Yep, November 14th, 7 p.m. There'll be a Facebook invitation on our blog page, so please check it out. We're going to look at what we can do as a series. Possibly, we're kicking around things, so we're looking for feedback from all of you on the blog page on what you'd like to see from all of us, or from Susan and me, and especially Susan, see what you'd like to see have a come up for next year, and we'll kind of go from there as well and do some more of these things. But for now, we're looking at November 14th, 7 p.m., and we're going to do the three tips of getting thriving through the holidays with Susan. And Michelle, I hope you'll join us give us some feedback as to how this all has come together for you in just a short period of time. That would be fabulous.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for letting us know. That's just, we really kind of needed that tonight. Thank you. That's great. Susan, do you have anything
else
to share before we say goodbye?
I would just like to tell everybody that we are here to empower.
Okay. Sounds good. Michelle, thank you. And we're gonna let you go now, and then I'm going to wrap up the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Susan, you know, again, what am I going to say? There's just so many things to take away from your shows. It's amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you on the 14th of November. We'll see everybody else on the blog talk page. Let us know what you think, what you'd like to hear from Susan, what you'd like to see us do. Sign up for the workshop. let's all get empowered and enlightened. Our next show is going to be on November 10th, and we're going to have Kathleen Levy back, and she's going to do some phenomenal things and give us updates on new acupuncture techniques for people with chronic eye issues, macular degeneration, and glaucoma, and new techniques to enhance and sometimes even prevent and cure those areas. So imagine that. She's got exciting things to say. So please join us for November 10th with Kathleen Levy, and we'll see you then. Thank you, everybody. Susan, thank you. And
thank
we'll
you,
talk
Carol.
Again. All right. Good night, everybody.